Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Press and go. Just press and go.
That's our motto.
Life's a show when you just press and go.
No, literally, that's our 2024 motto.
Just press and go.
We don't have time for glue. We need to just press and go.
Stop with the glue. Glue is so 2002.
Wow.
We're talking about impress, press on falsies, and press on manicure. The Impress Press-On Falsies are these lashes that require zero glue. They have a variety of different styles. I personally am a fan of the natural and also the wispies. I like applying a few just to the corner of my eyes. And honestly, this is faster for me than applying mascara. It is so quick. I gotta also tell you the falsies, one thing I forgot to mention, they're the underlash. It's underneath the lash. So they look super, super realistic. No glue, just press and go.
Speaking of press and go, let's talk about the Impress No Glue Manis that I am obsessed with. If you follow me, you know that I am in my press-on era right now because I do not have time to sit in the chair at the salon like many of you for like 2 hours. And that's fine because thanks to Impress, you can have a super fabulous mani in seconds. You don't have to apply any glue. They come in all different styles. And the Impress manicure has a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days.
If you want to try the no glue mani or press on falsies from Impress that won't damage your nails or lashes, just go to Impress. That's impressbeauty.com/Los Angeles. And then use our code Los Angeles to check out for 25% off Impress manicure and press on falsies.
I'm Kirby.
And I'm Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles!
Every week, we break down the most important beauty news and launches, interview your favorite beauty experts, influencers, and celebrity guests,
and review our favorite beauty products of the moment as your beauty editor BFFs from the beautiful and great city of Los Angeles.
Welcome, Glamgelinos!
We hope you stay a while.
Cute.
That's cute.
Hey, Sarah.
Yes.
Have you seen the footage from Venice? Do you know what I'm talking about?
The Dolce & Gabbana show?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am, I have.
I truly have to say, I think it's karma.
I mean, it's God, it's Jesus, it's whatever higher power or being you believe in, being like...
So if y'all have not heard, or have not been on Instagram, frankly... Dolce & Gabbana probably paid and flew out a shitload of celebrities from J-Lo, Kris Jenner, Courtney and Travis are there, Sydney Sweeney, Helen Mirren, Ciara, like every celebrity that you probably know and love is at this Dolce & Gabbana show in Venice.
Which is like very sad and truly like, if I feel like it's a little bit heartbreaking.
Well, let's tell the people why, because when I posted about this, some people were like shooketh. They had no idea how problematic Dolce & Gabbana is. From at the very like minimal level, calling Selena Gomez ugly for no reason.
Racists.
Straight up racist, saying that China is the country of shit. That's a direct quote.
Yes, they have sold slave sandals, quote unquote, before. They have opposed gay adoption. I'm like reading this post Evan Ross Katz posted. They called babies born via in vitro synthetic. They have claimed that sexual harassment is not violence. This is just like icing on the top of like the other horrendous shit that they've done.
Like Diet Prada is the reason why they could not have their China show in 2018 because of the horrendous things that I don't care to look into which founder it was, but one of them. And put this literally in writing and then claimed they were hacked, saying that the, you know, that China was quote unquote the country of shit. Things that you, I would never even fathom thinking in my head. These people have put it all out there on the internet. So, you know, as much as we love the intricate headbands, the ornate bodices, like, yes, the vibe is gorgeous. Would I love to wear Dolce & Gabbana because of how beautiful it is? Of course. But I don't think my morals or ethics would allow me to participate. And I think any of these celebrities are that anybody saying that they don't know that this stuff has happened is feigning ignorance, because 1,000% hard to miss. There's an amazing article that I think everyone should check out on Business of Fashion about how Dolce & Gabbana clawed its way out of cancellation. And there was a year where you did not see Dolce & Gabbana on any celebrity at any award show. And then all of a sudden, slowly but surely, they started making it back. And
but it's like, we didn't forget. It's not like we're dumb.
Yeah, I have to say, like, I love Kacey Musgraves, and I was so disappointed seeing her stylist put her, especially when you're claiming to be someone that's inclusive, and, you know, and there are plenty of people, I'm sure, in fashion that are straight up racist. Like, I'm not denying that. I'm not saying Dolce & Gabbana is the only racist brand, but the fact that they are so blatant and unapologetic and they don't seem to want to learn or change or anything, they're just, it's vile. It's vile.
Like, there are so many other options. A million other options. Wear Gucci, wear Prada, like literally any other brand. Yep. And like you said, Kirby, you cannot feign ignorance. If anyone with Google, Google Dolce & Gabbana, you would find like a million articles, you know, that are that'll tell you why not. So, but yes, it was hailing on their show.
Yeah. So the karmic part of this is, you know, they fly all these people out there. It's all these like highfalutin celebrities, stylists, everyone. They're all dressed to the nines. They are having this immaculate runway show, you know, over like, where are they? They're in Venice somewhere. So they're, you see these runway models walking, and then Brad Goreski, I think, has the best footage of it. Like, it starts downpouring, but it's hail, and the music is chaotic. It's like these strings, like, and then people are screaming, like, oh my god! And then someone in the background's like, somebody find Helen Mirren, someone get Helen Mirren. Like, it's like Brad's husband, Gary. It just, you could not write it. You could not write it. It was karma. I hope that nobody was injured or hurt in the process. But, like, it's comedy. That stuff is funny to me. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I would watch a whole, I would watch a behind the scenes of that entire situation. Incredible. Incredible. Anyways.
So funny.
I had to ask. Yeah. So funny. All right, Sarah.
Yes.
I want to know. What's on your face?
Okay, I just want to say, I don't know who one of our followers, one of our listeners was, but I posted Zoe playing with a bunch of my beauty products over the weekend, and she like clutched onto a Tatcha essence, and I like did not encourage her. She like just knew, she knew it in her being that it was like a very wonderful and effective product. And then someone messaged and they were like, please share this as Zoe's wife this week. And I was like, well, dying, because I thought that was really funny.
So her wife is the Tatcha
essence. Yeah. Okay. And then the La Mer cleansing foam.
Well, what's on Zoe's face is actually Sarah's genetics. So we can't give Tatcha
yeah
the credit for it.
Well, Matt seems to think she has inherited his like bone structure and head shape, and he's like very stressed about it because he like is insecure about his like forehead shape.
Okay, I do not see that. I don't see that at all.
And I'm like,
not
first
even a
of
bit.
All, what are you talking about? But he's like so stressed about it.
So gonna have
like,
my forehead.
Yes. And I was like, clearly, this is like an area of insecurity for you. It's coming out right now. But anyways,
I don't see it. But if she did, it wouldn't matter.
It's fine.
She looks great.
She's got a big head, but it's fine. Just have big hair. Okay. What's on my hair is a new product from our dear, dear friend, Jonathan Van Ness.
JVN. Yeah.
JVN. They are coming out with their own hair care line. Which
when?
I feel like. Okay. So it comes out on August 31st today.
Woo. Okay.
Very exciting. I feel like when we had them on, I feel like we must have asked them if they were going to launch their own brand. But at the time, JVN was on because they are an ambassador for Biossance.
Yes.
So that was the last in-person guest we had, which is so wild. And
totally.
I told them that when I was interviewing them on Zoom last week, and they're like, wow, that's wild. And of course, they remembered us. And I still can't remember the nickname for you.
Oh, I can't remember either. This figure skater. I wish I could, but I can't.
But anyways, so JVN continued their relationship with Amyris, which is the parent brand of Biossance.
Yep.
And decided to come out with their own hair care line. And I have to say, I am very, very excited about all of the products, the whole like essence and vibe of the entire line. It's very much very JVN in that they wanted to make a product line that was very inclusive, you know, a product for every person, no matter their age, gender, hair type, hair texture. Someone actually in the desk side, like the virtual event, asked if they made any specific products for like mask identifying people, individuals. And JVN was like, absolutely not. Like totally shut it down, you know? And I was like, oh, that was like, I mean, a bold question to ask JVN.
Yeah.
Like basically they were like, I just want like anyone with hair to use my products. And there are four collections. I think there's like Nurture, Embody, Undamage, and something else. I can't remember. But one product that the Complete Collection is part of the Complete Collection, which is their treatment and styling products.
Okay.
One product that I am loving, and I've only been using it for the last like week that I've had it. I know that they are not the first person to create a pre-wash scalp oil, but it's like one of the first that I've used, and I absolutely love it. I'm obsessed, especially because lately with my curtain bangs and, you know, I've been like styling my hair a lot. I've been using a lot of texturizing spray, a lot more dry shampoo to like give volume to my bangs. And so I feel like when I get into the shower and I'm shampooing, like, you know, when you can like feel the buildup.
Yes.
And you're like, I just cannot get it out. Like I cannot get it out. The only thing that's going to work is an oil. And this oil, you're meant to use it like 15 minutes at least before you shower.
What's the name of it?
So sorry, it's part of the Complete Collection. It is the pre-wash scalp oil.
And the brand is called JVN, right?
The brand is called JVN.
Great.
Yes. And so, yeah, so this pre-wash scalp oil, it's $28. It's supposed to clarify, calm, hydrate, and cleanse the scalp, which I really feel like it did because when I put it on 15 minutes before and then shampooed my hair, I feel like it really dissolved, like, all the buildup, which, like,
great.
Yeah, you know, like, an oil would probably do that, like any oil, but the magic ingredient in this pre-wash scalp oil, and it's like the hero ingredient across all the products in the collection, is the hemisqualane.
Squalane!
So, if you are a fan of Biossance, which Kirby and I are, you know, we need to try the products again.
Yeah.
But they have, like, squalane is like their hero ingredient, right? Amyris, the parent brand, prior to launching Biossance, prior to launching Pipette, JVN, and Rosie Huntington Whiteley, they were a lab that created like skincare and beauty ingredients. And one of the ingredients that they made was this proprietary patented sugarcane derived hemisqualane. So Kirby and I were talking about this before, but you could actually find this product in a bunch of other products. Like, they like license this ingredient out, and because traditionally squalane, you'd have to get it from shark fin, right? Or sharks. Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is obviously sustainable. It is supposed to be like superior to silicone. So like the reason why products can be silicone free is because they can add hemisqualane. In terms of hair care, it helps protect your hair. It nourishes it. Helps with damage, breakage, frizz, all the things that you don't want. And then, of course, product buildup, which is what the scalp oil does. So it also has basil root extract, which apparently helps to minimize hair loss, TBD on that. And then bisabolol, which is that ingredient that's also in Happy Dance, the CBD cream that Kristen Bell created for Happy Dance with Lord Jones, which I like was not familiar with. Were you familiar with bisabolol?
No, but I know that there's a few brands launching later this year that are highlighting that particular ingredient. So I feel like we're only going to see more of that. We're going to see more of ashwagandha. We're going to see so many more of these like ingredients that are becoming more popular.
Yeah, like historically have been used for centuries.
Ever. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so bisabolol is like from chamomile, I guess, and it's supposed to help soothe and calm. And then all of the product packaging are recyclable. They're either aluminum or glass, because that's like one of JVN's pillars is the sustainability. So yeah, it launches on JVNHair.com and Sephora.com August 31st, and then Sephora September 17th.
Wow, at a Sephora. That's a big deal.
I know. One thing like I want to add is like I feel like, you know, everyone's like so over all the celebrities launching brands because of course. But I feel like the JVN one just feels right because they have so much experience. Like before Queer Eye, they spent so many years behind the chair like doing hair on like literally every kind of client, and they were naming like all the cities they've ever worked in. And so they were like, I've dealt with, you know, the humidity of Atlanta and like, you know, the dry conditions of LA and New York, and like named all these cities in the United States. And, you know, they've been practicing hair care for decades. So I just feel like we kind of often forget the expertise. I feel like that's why I'm really excited about this brand, because they actually know what they're talking about.
Yeah, and JVN is a different type of celebrity, in my opinion. He's an expert first and then like a personality versus being just a straight up celebrity here for our entertainment, deciding to go into like the beauty sphere. You know what I mean?
Totally.
So I'm eager to try the products. I think that, you know, they probably spent a lot of time perfecting these. And yeah. After our episode with the scalp therapist, we had so many questions about a pre-scalp treatment, a scalp oil, and we were referring them, you know, to Bridget's recommendations were like Renee Furterer, a few others. I think that this is a more affordable option. This is $28. So if you are looking for like a pre-wash type product, we will link it on our website and on our shopper shelf.
Yeah, I want to add one more thing. As you know, scent is like a big deal for Kirby and me. And I can't wait for you to try these products, because I need you to like confirm that it kind of smells like Orbay, but like Orbay light. Because it has like, it says musk and amber.
Okay.
And, you know, like Orbay's shampoos and sprays. Like, it's a very strong fragrance, which I like, but sometimes it can be a lot.
Me too.
This smells, and all of the products have that scent, but it's like much lighter.
I want to try it now to be able to smell it, give my 2 cents on it.
Yes.
Love that. That's a great voif. All right. Beauty news time. All right. You've seen this video. It's viral. If you haven't, I don't know how, truly. You must not be online.
It's on every platform at this point.
Everybody, every expert keeps doing a video to explain how it works. So I've seen it explained 100,000 times. It's the Peter Thomas Roth Instant Firmex Eye product. This product is sold out worldwide. Like, you can't get it. And the reason being is this lovely woman on TikTok was talking about getting ready to go to work. She had, I would say what? She near her 50s, maybe late 40s.
She said she was 54 or something like that. Yeah.
Okay. In her 50s, she has a towel on her head, right? Like, she's getting ready to go to work.
Yeah, she's like legit getting ready to go to work.
And she has under eye bags, you know, pretty substantial ones. And she said, I use this product. It has completely changed the game for me. She takes the eye product. She dabs it under her eye. And then now, because TikTok has like 3-minute videos, you get to see it working in real time. It is the best advertisement that's not an actual advertisement for this product. Her eye bags completely disappeared. Her lines were diminished. It was incredible. I mean, people in the comments are like, I hope Peter Thomas Roth is paying you for this.
I was just going to say, she is the reason they sold out, and they hopefully will not only send her a lifetime supply, but also a big fat check.
Yeah, I hope that they like pay her something, because you really can't, though, pay for this type of promotion for your product.
Yeah, you're right.
Because influencer marketing, you can strategize, you can pinpoint every message you want to make sure that the influencer or expert you work with gets across. It could be just strictly for brand awareness. It could be to really try to sell a product or, you know, become cooler. Whatever your motivations are through your influencer marketing, you could not pay for this authentic woman in a hair towel hat applying in 3 minutes before she goes to work type of exposure. I have not, to be completely honest, thought about Peter Thomas Roth in years. I'll just be 100 with you. I haven't. I love a lot of their products, but I'm not running out to get anything.
Totally.
I wanted to run out and get, and I don't even have under eye bags, okay? Like, I don't have them. So
I reached out to the publicist and I was like, listen, I know you're getting like 100 emails a day about this. But is there anyway? And she was like, it's being restocked and I'll let you know when it's back in stock and I can send you a sample. But yeah, it's crazy. People are going bananas for this. Kirby, let's talk about why this works. Like, what is going on here?
Okay. So there's actually a company called Instantly Ageless. The company is Juness, but they have a product called Instantly Ageless. And it's a very similar way of working. Basically, it creates this film on top of the skin that not only decreases the puffiness under the eye, but it will smooth out under eye wrinkles and things of that nature, you know, enlarged pores, stuff like that. It works within like 2 to 3 minutes. I'm pretty sure Juness may be an MLM. Don't quote me on that, but I think you had to like buy it from like a Juness or Instantly Ageless spokesperson, right? And the way that it works is that there is an ingredient. What is it? I can't even remember.
Sodium silicate,
yeah. And really, that kind of creates a film on the area so that you don't have the under eye bags, the pores, the lines, whatever. That being said, you have to keep your expectations in check, because once you wash this off, it's done. It's not something that like lasts after the fact.
Yeah, it's like a temporary cosmetic fix.
Yeah, it's a cosmetic fix, 100%. I would consider this makeup, not skincare. And yes. You have to use a very minimal amount. So I know that the Peter Thomas Roth product, it's a bottle, you pump it out. I'm sure they instruct like one pump under the eye, whatever. I know that the Instantly Ageless products, they came in little capsules. So they only gave you enough for one-time use so that you didn't overuse the product, which was a way of mitigating people saying, this doesn't work or whatever. If you use too much, you will experience pilling. You will experience like this spackling effect with your makeup because it really is creating a film on the skin.
Yeah.
I'm actually really curious how it interacts with sunscreen as well because I haven't personally used this type of product before. But, I mean, the results speak for themselves. When you use it correctly, it's incredible. I don't think she added makeup on top. Like, she didn't show, like, her makeup process. I'd be really curious for her to do that. Be like, okay, this is how I apply makeup on top of this. Just so you can see
exactly
the technique behind applying, like, under eye concealer and stuff like that. But, yeah, that's how it works. It's that ingredient. Sodium
silicate. Yes.
Yeah, sodium silicate.
And there's an article on Well and Good written by Zoe Wiener, who's a former freelance writer of mine, who's now the beauty editor at Well and Good. And she interviewed a dermatologist who basically confirmed, I mean, everything that you just said, Kirby, that it creates this invisible film. It tightens as it dries. It's a very quick cheat for people with like lines and bags, but like it's very only temporary. It lasts for as long as the product stays on your skin, and moisture and makeup may dilute or inactivate it. So to your point, Kirby, I would love to see how this woman incorporates it into her routine. If like she doesn't like wear any, you know, skincare underneath, because if you wear, a serum or an eye cream or a moisturizer, it probably is not going to interact well with the sodium silicate. Like, I don't know. I feel like because my skin is dry, it's just going to look, it would look like really chalky on me. But yeah, I'm curious if any Glamgelinos are able to get their hands on the product and if they are also a fan.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. Send us a DM or an email. Next up, Hermes has launched nail polish and nail products.
Oh my God.
I want it. Bad.
It's so stunning.
I want it bad. So Elle had the exclusive.
So bad.
And they are launching, you know, last year they launched their lipsticks, which are gorgeous. They're like incredibly expensive, but they're Hermes. So, you know, status symbol there. They're launching with 24 shades, also a top and base coat, plus hand care tools, including an Hermes nail file. I want the Hermes nail file. I don't paint my own nails typically, so I don't know if I necessarily would want the polishes, but I want the nail file.
I also would never use the nail file.
You wouldn't?
Like, I would just want to display everything.
I would buy one to use and then buy one to display.
You'd buy a nail file for $45 just for display and then spend another $45 for one to use.
Okay, I'm going to just say this. I know it's ridiculous, but these, y'all, we're getting holiday shopping pitches already, okay? So, like, I think this is going to be, they launch October 15th. So, this is going to be, like, I think a go-to Christmas gift stocking stuffer that's, like, luxe that people would be, like, thrilled to show off and have.
My jaw dropped when I got the pitch and saw the images. Like, it's like so stunning.
They're beautiful.
I would be happy if someone gifted me the $95 hand cream. Just putting it out there.
I think that if you're gifting this to someone, they better understand the luxury behind it. Mm-hmm. Because I could see someone being like, why the hell did you gift me a hand cream? But you're like, it was $95. That's why. It's a $95 hand cream. The images are just beautiful. The nail enamel is $45. They also say that the formula is, quote unquote, made of biosourced pigments and can cover nails in gorgeous color with just one coat. Interessante.
TBD. Yeah, it says enamel is 10 free and the hand care cream and nourishing oil are certified Cosmos Natural, which I've never, I don't know if I, if that, maybe that's like a European certification.
Yeah, I've never heard of that, but
all right.
Anyway, so we have Hermes, and then a couple of months back, maybe a couple of weeks back, Gucci launched their nail polish. Sarah, I looked online for like stories about the Gucci nail polish launch. Nothing. Nada.
Yeah, I only saw it on social. And I mean, like it went viral on TikTok.
Oh, the Gucci nail polishes are like truly, so they stunning. Look like they're straight out of like the 40s or 50s. It's like very old school packaging, this long, beautiful pink handle, and this, it's almost like a hip shape. It looks like a little pair of hips for the actual,
yeah, it's like a genie bottle.
Yeah. It obviously has Gucci on it. I feel like anybody would be thrilled to get the Gucci nail polish. Oh, there's like a variety of shades. I want this mint.
$30. It's a little more reasonable.
Is it? How much is it? $30. $30. The colors I want from Gucci are crystal black. I want Annabelle Rose. And I want Miriam Mint.
Dear Santa.
I'm like, if anybody wants to gift these to me, I want the I want the black one so bad for Halloween. Like, you have no freaking idea.
Okay.
But, yeah. And we don't have, the Elle article obviously, like, made the announcement that these polishes are going to come out in October. But we don't have, like, a full list or even, like, swatches of, like, the exact colors or anything. Mm-hmm. So, well, those are TBD. But those launches are happening, and I am just really eyeballing them. I want them so bad.
Okay, it's that time of year, guys. I feel like there should be like a, like Christmas music, but not Christmas music. It's like Ulta Beauty, 21 Days of Beauty music.
Bom, 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 bom. So Ulta's 21 Days of Beauty is happening. It started August 29th. And we'll run through September 18th, one of my bestie's birthdays, Emily Young, who I know does not listen to this podcast. But oh, God.
And
you know
your
Emily.
Your other bestie.
Oh, yeah. My other baby bestie, Zoe. My other baby bestie. Sarah's like, I thought you were talking about my baby bestie, not your actual bestie. My baby bestie, baby Glamgelino bestie, Zoe. So, okay, y'all, I'm telling you right now. There are some good deals on this list.
Very, very good 21 days.
Shooketh to my core on some of these deals. Like, I what is going on? I don't understand how they're doing this, but...
They're basically giving it away is what they're doing.
Sarah, do you want to, go through a few of these?
Okay. We're going to give you guys a little sneak peek on what we know is coming out that you guys should be aware of and plan your schedules around. So September 1st, Too Faced, Born This Way, the Natural Nudes Eyeshadow Palette. This is actually one of my favorites. And as I have mentioned before, Too Faced makes some of my favorite eyeshadow palettes. And this one is only $24. That is...
Yeah, that's insane.
Insane. And then, Kirby, you were talking about how... This is a great time for everyone to buy mascara. Throw the ones that you have right now out because you probably have had them for too long. You probably bought them before quarantine pandemic, like over a year and a half ago. Lancome Monsieur Big Volumizing Mascara. $13?
Yeah, so anytime... Ulta, Sephora, Nordstrom, anytime that they do one of their sales, y'all, that's the time to stock up on designer mascara. Like, you're getting a Lancome mascara for the price of a L'Oreal Paris mascara, okay? So it's like, stock up if you know you love Lancome, Monsieur Big Volumizing Mascara, and not just black, but also brown and waterproof. Get it. It's $13. Tula has this brightening treatment drop. That they love, and it's $24. This is the one for me, this next one, okay? September 7th, circle it on your calendar, put in a note on your iCal. Sunday Riley, Tidal Brightening Enzyme Water Cream. The moisturizer I have dubbed as the best moisturizer in the world.
Ooh.
Is $32.50. This is normally a $64.
Yeah, this is half off. This is legitimately 50% off.
If you love it, buy two. I'm not kidding. Just get
it. Yeah, I was going to say, buy two, buy three, depending on how like quickly you go through your moisturizers. Like, what a steal. Buy one for your friend.
Yeah, yeah. Stock up. Maybe do like your Christmas shopping.
I was going to say, like early, just keep them, you know, in like a cool, dry place.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, stock up. Peach and Lily Glass Skin Refining Serum and the Pure Peach Retinoic Eye Cream. They are $19.50 and $21 respectively. This is a first time steal. So
if I were me, I would be like this. And I'm like motioning.
Yeah. Sarah's just
sweeping off
sweeping,
of the
sweeping product.
Digital shelves.
Digital shelves. Just sweep away. MAC matte lipstick. In select colors will be less than $10. First time steal.
What?
Yeah, it's absolutely wild. There's so many more. Like It Cosmetics.
Yeah, September 4th benefit, Precisely My Brow, $12.
Stila Stay All Day Smudge Stick Waterproof Eyeliner, $11. There's Mario Badescu Drying Lotion, Glam Glow, Urban Decay Eyeshadows, Bare Minerals, Paracone MD, Cause RX, Peter Thomas Roth, not the eye stuff, Anastasia Beverly Hills palettes. Like, they're all half off. So,
oh, and then we have the Strivectin Peptide Tightening and Brightening Serum.
Yep. It's usually around like $100 and you can get it for $50. So all I'm saying is that save your coins and get ready to shop like Dodo Ho, but also maybe Dodo stock up.
Dodo Ho. It's been a minute since I thought about that.
I talk about Dodo Ho all the time. I'm like,
no, as you should. Dodo Ho and like in your entire life, you know, in all aspects, not just beauty.
Dodo Ho. So Dodo Ho it up. But also, you know, like if you know you love something and you're going to use it and you're going to eventually buy it again, there's no harm in stocking up, in my humble opinion. So that's happening again. It started the 29th of August. It will go through little Zoe baby
Emily's
best friend B-day. Birthday, September 18th. And yeah, enjoy shopping. And that's it. That's our show for today. Y'all, I mentioned this on the last podcast, but if you have the courage to share this podcast with a friend, please do. On a more heartfelt, serious note, Sarah and I, we put all the money that we make from this podcast in back into the podcast, whether it's doing gift giveaways, making sure that we have social content ready to go with our lovely Hanners, paying our editors to help take some of the weight off of us. Everything that we make, it goes back in. So
it's why we can't do this full time.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Because we're just giving our money back into this, which we are happy to do.
So the way that you can help us is just by sharing the pod. We love doing it. We love hearing from you. We had somebody message us the other day saying, look what I found in the wild. It was a Sephora at Kohl's right next to an Ulta.
Drama.
We love to hear from you. Please share this with a friend. Please leave us a 5-star review. Follow us on Spotify. Join our Facebook group. Tweet us. In general, just, you know, we would love to hear from you.
Yes. Keep the love coming because we love you guys so much.
All right. We will be back on Friday with a mail room episode. Okay.
Woohoo.
We haven't recorded it yet. So if you do have a specific question that you want our help, advice, opinion on, call the hotline or email us. That's the best way to reach us, I believe. GlossAngelesPod@gmail.com. And our phone number is 424 341.
424.
You know the first three? 424-341-0426. Call us on our hotline. All right. Talk to you on Friday.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.